Money Control has been extensively covering all the news stories in the run-up to Budget 2020. We will continue to present the biggest and best stories before and after the budget with the help of top economists, experts and analysts. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com or download the app now. Hello and welcome to Money Control. You're listening to In the News with me, Anvita Bansal. Today is Wednesday, January 29, 2020, and I'll be bringing you all the latest updates from India and around the world. But before that, as we say, a small note on our Money Control app. You can now learn to earn from experts on the Money Control app. Download it now to know more. And moving on to our top stories for the day. Comedian Kunal Kamra has been banned by many airlines for heckling journalist Arnab Goswami. Supreme Court has quashed Nirbhaya convict's plea against rejection of mercy. Infosys co-founder Narayan Murthy clarifies his not used to delays comment. And lastly, we'll talk about a coronavirus vaccine has been found in Hong Kong. Comedian Kunal Kamra has been banned by many airlines including IndiGo, SpiceJet, AirAsia for heckling the journalist Arnab Goswami. To talk more on this, I have with me Money Control's Atharva Pandit. Atharva, why has Kunal Kamra been banned?
So, yeah, basically what happened was that Kunal Kamra put out a video yesterday in which he was seen accosting the journalist Arnab Goswami, who's an anchor on Republic TV. So Arnab Goswami is known to be, you know, is known to be someone who takes a pro-government stance more often than not. And that is what his critics say, while his supporters, of course, like him for that. So Kunal Kamra, basically, he put out a statement after the whole incident, after the whole video went viral. This was on an IndiGo Airlines, by the way, wherein he also said that he did this for Rohit, by which he meant Rohit Vemmulla, whose suicide in 2015 at Hyderabad University had led to nationwide protests against the current dispensation. So this happened, after which IndiGo had put out a statement in yesterday evening in which IndiGo had said that it is suspending Kunal Kamra for 6 months. And then again after their tweet, Hardeep Singh Puri, who is the Minister of State for Civil Aviation, he had put out a tweet. I quote, "Offensive behavior designed to provoke, create disturbance inside aircraft is absolutely unacceptable and endangers the safety of air travelers. We are left with no option but to advise other airlines to impose similar restrictions on the person concerned." Now, Mr. Puri is the civil aviation minister. So his advice was heeded to by the state-owned airline, which is Air India, which also ended up, suspending him until further notice, suspending Kamra until further notice late yesterday night. Then there were other flights such as Go Air as well as SpiceJet, which also came out with their own statements saying that they have suspended Mr. Kunal Kamra from flying with the airline until further notice. So both SpiceJet and Go Air saying almost the same thing. Now, I mean, these two airlines, the Kunal Kamra had nothing to do, by the way, with these two airlines. This particular incident, as I mentioned, happened on an IndiGo airline. So I am not sure where the airlines are coming from and saying that they need to, I mean, they will ban or suspend Mr. Kamra. And critics have said that, pointed out on Twitter that ironically, when the BJP's Member of Parliament, Pragya Thakur, she had also created a similar ruckus some months back, but she wasn't really, there was no action against her. So is this limited to some people who are common, travelers? Is this limited to, people who raise questions against the government? These are some of the questions that people on Twitter have been asking. But these are the events as they unfolded since yesterday when the video went viral.
Moving on to our next story. Supreme Court has quashed Nirbhaya convict's plea against rejection of mercy. Atharva, what are the latest details on this?
So Supreme Court today morning rejected a petition by Mukesh Kumar Singh, who is one of the death row convicts in the 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case. And you know, this has been going on for a long time. This whole case has been going on for a long time. The four accused are now scheduled to be hanged on February 1. So these are some of the legal hurdles that are being addressed by the Supreme Court. So Singh had in fact filed a petition which was challenging the rejection of his mercy plea by President Ramnath Kovind. President Kovind had rejected the mercy plea on January 17. Now a three-judge bench headed by Justice R. Banumati had said that expeditious disposal of mercy plea by the president does not mean non-application of mine by him. This is important. And then the court has also said that the alleged sufferings in prison, which Mukesh's lawyer had argued yesterday during their arguments, during the hearing, these cannot be grounds to challenge the rejection of mercy plea. The bench said that all the relevant material, including judgments pronounced by trial court, high court and Supreme Court, were placed before the president when he was considering the mercy plea of the convict. So basically now the four death row convicts are scheduled to be hanged at 6 a.m. on February 1. Like I mentioned, Mukesh had claimed yesterday that he was sexually abused inside the jail multiple times. But the Supreme Court turned down the convict's plea to show documents to President Kovind that to prove that he was abused and assaulted in prison. So that is what has occurred in Supreme Court regarding the Nirbhaya case today.
Infosys co-founder Narayan Murthy clarifies he's not used to delays comment. And to give us more insights on this, I have with me Money Control's Siddhesh Raut. Siddhesh, could you give us some context to the comment?
Well, the Infosys co-founder was with Jeff Bezos at an Amazon SMB or rather an Amazon Sambhav event. And Murthy was supposed to be giving a keynote speech that was supposed to run for 20 minutes. But due to delays over the crowd that had assembled over there in New Delhi, the event, which was supposed to begin at 11:25, ultimately began at 11:55 in the morning. And because of that, Murthy had to cut down his speech from the 20 minutes that he was assigned to just a paltry 5 minutes, according to the media reports. Murthy then had apparently said that he was not used to delays as a comment, and it was taken as a dig towards Amazon chief Jeff Bezos. But later, Murthy went ahead and clarified that his statement was actually directed to the crowd in Delhi.
Right. Siddhesh, what was Murthy's statement on the development?
The media reports quoted Murthy saying, and I quote, "Let me clarify, the delay had nothing to do with Jeff. Jeff, Amit were all there at 9:30 a.m. The problem was with the Delhi crowd, which was indisciplined," unquote. When he was asked about Bezos' reaction on the entire thing, Murthy said that the Amazon CEO was very understanding. Media reports went on to quote him saying, and I quote, "He also believes in discipline. He's a great disciplinarian. He has run his company extremely well. So he fully understood my situation and smiled. There was no issue at all," end quote, was what Narayan Murthy had said.
On our last topic, we discuss how a coronavirus vaccine has been found in Hong Kong. And to talk more on this, I have with me Money Control's Shraddha Sharma. Hi Shraddha, welcome to the show.
Hi Anvita.
Shraddha, can you please share with our listeners the latest details on this vaccination?
As the Hong Kong doctors are claiming, there is a coronavirus vaccine that has been developed by them, but there is a catch in it, is that the vaccine is not yet deemed fit for human use. It can only happen after they have conducted clinical trials. Is what we know now. So the researchers have reported that the novel coronavirus that almost killed 132 people, as per the latest numbers that we have from the media reports, it has almost infected 6,000 people. We are hearing that Dr. Young, an expert in infectious diseases, who's also a professor at Hong Kong University, has told the South China Morning Post that his team was working on this vaccine and they have already produced it, but it will take a long time to test on animals and then later to be deemed fit on humans. So, he doesn't have a time frame in mind as of now to actually understand that by when it will be ready for patients. What we know in terms of how they develop the vaccine they have worked on an influenza vaccine, and it was previously developed by his team only, and they have modified that vaccine with the antigen of the coronavirus. This means that the vaccine can be used to prevent both influenza and coronavirus. But as I said, it might take at least a year to conduct clinical trials on human beings if the process is fastened. So even with a fastened process, at least 1 year will go to for it to be deemed fit for human use. And Dr. Young also explained that animals would be exposed to the virus after injecting the vaccine. And then if it appears effective and safe in, multiple animal species, then it will go for clinical trials on humans. And that might take at least 1 year. And there has been doubts that have been expressed by certain media reports that Chinese infectious disease vaccine could be developed in about a month's time. So there are doubts, but we haven't independently verified the reports, but this is what we hear now.
Shraddha, what precautions are other countries taking as of now?
So we are hearing that airlines have actually stopped or reduced flights to and from China, but we are seeing that businesses are being hit by coronavirus outbreak. But British Airlines is the latest we are hearing that will no longer fly to or from China. If I talk about other airlines, Hong Kong airline Cathay Pacific has already decided to almost halve its number of flights to mainland. United Airlines said that it would cancel 24 flights between 1st and 8th February as per NBC news media reports. Indonesia's Lion Air, South Korea's AirSul, Finland's Finnair, and Air Canada, Singapore-based Jetstar Air, all of these have reduced or cancelled most of the flights to and from China. And latest in line is India's Air India, which might also at least reduce, if not cancel, all the flights.
Thank you so much, Shraddha, for all those details.
Thank you, Anvita, for having me.
Well, with that, it's a wrap on this edition of In the News. In case if you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until then, this is your host, Anvita, signing off. For more news, views and updates, and particularly for all the budget updates, please stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thank you for listening.